The next storyteller is been the director of the Walters Art Museum since 1994. He's a Byzantinist, an Elvisologist, and a yakker. And I want to say he's also responsible for, quote, the coolest Johns Hopkins lecture ever, according to my college boyfriend. This is Gary Vicon.
I got two small issues before I start. First of all, I got to get the Thunder Man in control here. You kick in when I say I'm ready, right?
Yes,
that's fine. Second of all, Laura called me or emailed me or something months ago, and she says, I thought it was about success. Anyway, the reason I'm dressed up like this is I just was at an opening tonight, okay? That's fine. I love the group here. It's got a kind of a more relaxed feel than the Walters usually does. When I give the guy, the Thunderman, my title, I hope he'll start then. But I have to tell you, when we were here on Sunday afternoon, minutes were longer. Am I right?
Yes.
So I hope you're watching this. Okay, now I'm not quite ready yet. And by the way, I brought two people in tonight. Did you pay? Are we getting any of the house, yes or no? No. We got two free drinks.
All right, come on.
I'm almost ready. I got a title and three short chapters. Ready? Don't start, Thunderman.
I'm not going.
I haven't given you my title yet. I'm almost ready. I fought the Pope, and the Pope won. Okay. Three short chapters. One, what's failing in my business? Two, the best of times and the worst of times? And three, arm wrestling with the Pope. Chapter one. Okay, what does it mean to fail in the museum business? Ideas are cheap. You got ideas. Probably in this room there are 82 ideas for exhibitions, right? There are probably 114. Each one of you got three.
Yep.
Ideas are cheap. You develop ideas. It takes some time. You have to get the art. You have to get the money. You have to get the venues. You have to get the people, smart people, all this stuff. It takes a long time. It's hard work. Usually doesn't work, but there's a point. It's sort of like launching. I don't want to use that metaphor because it's sort of painful now. But the metaphor of launching a project, what does it mean? You go public. You have a press conference, right? And you publish a book. What's under that seat over there? Would you get that out for me? Would you mind holding that up? Once the book is out, it reminds you if you didn't do it. And almost never happens that you don't do it. It's very rare in my business anywhere that a show doesn't happen once you have a book. This is that. That's a sign of failure. A pause does not count in the 7 minutes. The best of times and the worst of times. The best of times was 1998. I'm in Georgia, and I don't mean the one with Atlanta in it. I mean the one where Edward Shevardnadze used to hang out. The one a little south of Chechnya and a little northeast of Istanbul. I gave you a chance to talk. You didn't talk. So Edward Shevardnadze signs something for him, and he says, you can have all this art you want. First show in 25 years out of Georgia, and it's coming to the United States to this crappy little museum in the Walters. This scruffy little kind of rusty town that went downhill all the time after the Civil War is getting all this stuff. The last time it went out of Georgia was to Vienna. The time before that was Paris, and now it's our turn, right? The best and the best of times were the last week in April of 1999. Are your clock ticking there, young man with the tie? Edward Shevardnadze and I were at the podium together at the Mayflower. You remember that. That was part of the Nixon thing. The Mayflower Hotel in Washington. We stood arm in arm. The show's coming to Baltimore. It's opening on the 14th of October, 1999. Got on an airplane that Sunday night. 10 time zones, 20 hours of travel. 2 o'clock in the morning, I arrive in Tbilisi. It's blackout. 3 staff members and I. Get in the little car, go into town, arrive at the hotel, small hotel. By the way, in those days, probably still true, all the doors are steel. Why? Because 4 years earlier, there's a civil war in that town. When there's a war, you get behind the door and close it. arriving there, and there's a newspaper. That morning newspaper is on the table. The lady reads it to me. It looks like Armenian. Any Georgians in the room? This doesn't count either on the time thing. None. You've never met a Georgian. You've met Armenians, right? Yeah. The language looks about the same. Couldn't read it. It says, this art can't go to Baltimore. It's a dump. All they have is an aquarium, and it's not that good. And by the way, this Vicon guy must be Norwegian. What the hell is he? That's the worst of times. Next day, I did two press conferences. It must be getting close to the thunder or whatever the hell it is. What? Who? So it's my job to get to the patriarch. Because why? The patriarch said it shouldn't go. Why? The patriarch was against Edward Shevardnadze. Every country has two heartstrings. One is the politicians and one is the preacher. Preacher says no, the politician says yes, I go to talk to the preacher. Am I clear? Go to talk to the preacher, I arrive there, and Jesus is right up there in textile. There's six of us on each line, each gets to talk. English, Russian, Georgian. Georgian, Russian, English. Goes on for 2 hours. 2 hours. And I'm going like this. And the patriarch, he wears a little fez with a little diamond cross. Long black robes, gray beard, right? He's smiling. Gnarly face. And I think I'm beating this guy. I says, what? I love this country. I love its art. I'm going to bring it to the West. This will be the greatest show ever. And I feel his arm is going like that. And about that point, 2 hours into this conversation, and remember Jesus is back there in textile in a big brass case. The ambassador's over here, I'm here, everybody's over there, we're talking. Goes on for 2 hours. I said, we'll agree to disagree, I'm about to leave. That's Jesus. So out comes these little trays, these little tables, and I knew that the arm was starting to go the other way. Little tables with a tray of white raisins, a little tray of walnuts, cognac, and espresso. Now, espresso at 11 o'clock means we're in for the long haul. The patriarch begins to speak. Not simply is Baltimore a dump. Not simply are you a nothing. You are a cheating, rotten nothing. You are going to take my art and defile it. You're going to take my art and copy it. You're going to take my art and copy it and send me back the copies and keep the originals and sell them. Georgian to Russian, Russian to English. I feel as if my arm is kind of tilting backwards. Okay? Finally, out of that corner, it's now close to 12. Realize I've had 4 hours of sleep after 20 hours of travel and 10 time zones and two press conferences that day. Out of that door comes two guys, looked exactly the same. Apparatchniki, does that word mean anything to anybody? Yeah. Bureaucrats in that old communist way wearing those goddamn suits, those gray suits, which if they stepped out of them, could stand up all by themselves. Only a communist country can make clothes like that. And they come out of there, and they arrive. What are those lights? What do you call them? Venetian chandeliers. I mean, they're fancy. Don't start that goddamn thunder. I'm almost done. Just delay the thunder slightly, please, just for me. Marty, should they stop the thunder, yes or no?
Absolutely.
He's older than I am. Pretty much. We're almost there. I'm getting nervous. I'm going to forget the ending if you start the thunder. So they bring, oh, I've already did the table. Oh, yeah, the two guys in the gray suits, right? They come out. They got a briefcase. It's 12 o'clock at night. Again, remind me, 10 time zones, 4 hours of sleep, da-da-da-da-da, all that other crap. So they open the briefcase, right? And one of the two comes out, pulls this thing out of the briefcase, walks over to me. I'm sitting right here, like that, under the chandelier up there, and wiggles this back and forth. It looks like a piece of plexiglass. You know, a little plastic thing about this size. And I look at it, and I look a little closer. And then I could hear the patriarch. And by patriarch in Orthodoxy is the Pope. That's where I got the title. I'm sorry if I didn't explain that. The patriarch says the word hologram. And I can see a little bit of the face of Jesus in this thing. He didn't even have to translate hologram. He's showing me this plastic thing, right? He's solving my problem. No more do I have to worry about where to get the art, right? You're with me? Does it make sense? Says it's a hologram. And he wiggles it and he says, 98% as good as the original. End of audience, end of exhibition, end of story.